Well, we had an incident. I'm sure it's happened in every church. An individual dropped an individual cup at the rail, and it spilled on the floor. And so we stopped. I go down on my all fours with the purificators. I'm cleaning it up. And the people are just, you know, wide-eyed looking at this. And a guy comes out afterwards. A guy who's been a Lutheran his whole life, and he's probably close to 80 years old. And he says, Jesus. He says, I saw you do that. He goes, and he started saying, you know, that made me think. And he goes, what if we really believed what we said? And that's exactly the point. You know, we talk about communion as if it's just my little private moment with Jesus. And we miss the grand mystery of what God is actually doing there. You know, there, hidden in bread and wine, is the body and blood of Christ, the bread of heaven, the cup of salvation, the medicine of immortality, the fulfillment of the past, of the Passover, and the foretaste of the feast to come. And he draws me into that. And when I leave that table, I carry with me Christ in me. You know, that which was begun in my baptism is fed and nourished at the Lord's table. And without that, there's not much there in me to sustain through trouble or trial or handle what life brings.